This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
When you're selling in your business, it's all about credibility. I try to build my credibility as much as possible because I know if I can ever get to 100% credibility, I can say, Brian, send me $1 million. I'll give you $2 million by the end of the month. And he'll say, yeah, because I'm 100% credible. But so many people are stuck down in features and benefits or telling me, well, he did $500,000 on Amazon. That, to me, you've lost credibility. Like, what the f*** does that mean? If you're a real businessman or woman, like, who cares? I had a year. I did $11 million. Man, I lost six. Oh, big deal. Right? And people do that all the time when they're raising money. Oh, I did 300% more revenue this year than last year. I'm like, I don't want to do business with you. They're like, why? I go, because if you're someone that is credible, you would say, I did $60 last year and I done 180 this year. But yet we don't spend any time focusing on our credibility. In fact, we diminish and dissolve our credibility because we're insecure. So what do? Oversell, back end sell, lie, manipulate, and cheat. And the minute somebody has a hint of discrediting us, now they're looking at even the credible things for the holes, the voids, the shortages, and obstacles in what we say. So I have to fight all the time to say credibility, that allows for emotional attachment. People buy on emotion for logical reasons. And then it's just math. How well can I quantify and articulate the value of the reasons, the value of the impact, and the value of my capabilities in order to come to a logical question? Considering all that I'm going to provide you in value and what I'm asking for in return, can you see any reason why you wouldn't want to move forward? I get a huge clue. No matter how, it doesn't matter if it's a billion, 100 million, 10 million, or 10 cents. If I haven't hit those five things, I'm going to hear, actually, I'm not interested. And if I do hit all those things, every time I'm going to hear, yeah, that sounds great. Or if I overdid it, it's going to be like, where's the catch? Now you know you're really selling.